All right, folks, so you remember earlier in the week I shared this research from Goldman. They said they see American households pulling out $750 million. And this year, out of the domestic stock market, foreigners are going to put in $550 billion. And first of all, I think it's heart-wrenching, especially when you consider how much spending we do. Americans, we go out there, we're creating wealth. We should own a chunk of that. Well, I feel a little bit better today because Gallup is out, and the economy, let's say they're galloping to the rescue. Now, according to a new survey among their users, stock ownership is back to 61%, which is really amazing. It dipped down to 52%. You can see it was on a 12-year slog. It was just going down over and over again. We're bouncing back pretty good. But the bounce back was good, but the dynamics of the bounce back, it really, really speaks to how you craft a good life, right? Where you might not only be able to have your own dreams, live up to your own dreams, but maybe set those cornerstones for generational wealth. I'm talking about, obviously, we know households with $100,000 or more have the most stock ownership, 84%. Less than 30,000, 24%. You know what's beautiful about that? Anybody can buy. Anybody in this country, anyone. It doesn't matter how much you make. And really, honestly, only a few people cannot afford to buy stocks. Here's something even more telling. 67% are employed. So, yeah, you work. You want to make sure you put some money to work for you. I honestly think that number at some point should be at least 90%. Here's something also really just leaps out at you. 74% of married folks own stocks. 48% do not. So here's the thing. For the YOLO crowd, you only live once. For the FOMO crowd, fear of missing out, ease up a little bit. Life is long. It's actually longer when you grow old without money. And it could be a lot more fun when you grow old and you have some cash, right? So remember, Miami Beach, Cabo, they'll be there in 30 or 40 years. I promise you, the stock market is the greatest wealth creation machine ever. And I'm glad Americans are sticking with it.